Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Mari Verabi Shlita, for Sugiyona ben Chana, Maris Hinamirin bas Chana, and Luli Nishmas Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Sugiyona ben Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. This year is based on a shmuz given by Mari Verabi Shlita, Parashas Bo, in the year Tovshin Samach Tes. It says in the pasuk, "Vayovu es habasik asher otziu mitzrayim ugos matzos ki lochametz ki grushim mitzrayim." They baked the dough that they took out of Mitzrayim, matzos, because it wasn't chametz, because they were expelled from Mitzrayim and they couldn't wait there, and they also didn't make preparations for the derech. They didn't make provisions. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Vagam seida lo asu lahem laderech. They didn't make provisions for the way. Magid shvachan shel Yisrael. This tells the praise of the Jewish people. But they didn't say, how are we going to go to the Midbar without any tzedah? They just believed and they went. And that's what it says, that they went without provisions to the desert. Zacharti lo chesed nurayich ahavas kluosayich lechtech acharay b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. But I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of your marriage, going after me in the Midbar, in a land that wasn't planted. And what's the schar, says Rashi? And it says after that, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reshis Tvuasa. You are holy, Israel, to God, the beginning of His Tvua. The Makor of Rashi is in a Mechilta, who uses the same Lashon that Rashi uses. Same basic idea in the Mechilta, also in the Tanchum in our Parashat Tes, that Rashi says this is the Shevach of the Jewish people. They went to the desert, they didn't have any provisions for the way. So we have to understand Rashi and ask a number of kashas. Number one, what's this great inyan that they had amuna? They went to the Midbar without any provisions. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers this chus in all the doros. And this schar is this schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu separates the Jewish people. We're going to be His holy nation. Originally, the Jewish people knew that they're going to Mitzrayim in order to go to the Midbar to Har Sinai and to be Makabal the Torah after 50 days. And then they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. So even if they would have wanted to have prepared Seidel Aderech, they couldn't have. It would have been too much. So what's the big chiddush that they didn't take Seidel Aderech, since it wouldn't have helped anyway? It would have been too much to take for the way. So what's the big deal? They didn't really have a choice. We don't have a choice. It's no great Shabbach. Another problem is that it says in the previous pasuk, V'gam erev rav ala itam v'tzonu bakar mikne kaved me'od. They had a lot of flock. They had tzon, they had bakar, they had sheep. They had a lot of animals. So they could have eaten this basar. So how can you say that they went without seidah l'derech? What's a greater seidah than this? Tzon u'bakar l'rov? So how can you say that the Jewish people didn't have provisions for the way? They did. Also it says, V'gam tzedah lo asu lahem. They didn't make any tzedah for themselves. That's not the ikar chiddush. The chiddush here is that they didn't take tzedah. What's the diuk here that it says, V'gam tzedah lo asu lahem? They didn't make any tzedah. The ikar is they didn't take it. Not that they didn't prepare it. It says, no, V'gam tzedah, they didn't make any provisions for the way. Not only that, we have to understand Rashi. Rashi's job is to bring us Pshuto Shel Mikra. So if he wants to tell us the beginning of Rashi, that they went after Moshe Rabbeinu and they didn't have Tzedah, that's great. But why did he bring the end of the Medrash? That it says, Umar Schar Mefur Shachar of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuaso. That he's telling them their Schar, that we're considered the first Tvuah of Hashem. derech of Rashi is not to bring every drash of Chazal? This is the schar, it's not the shevach of the Jewish people, what they did. It's just the schar. Why does Rashi have to cite that? If Rashi wouldn't have wrote it down, we would have been fine. We would have understood the pasuk just without that also. Also, we have to understand, what's the midah keneged midah? That the schar, that they didn't take tzedel derech, they're now muvdol, they're separated for Hashem. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tuasa. What does one have to do with the other? There's no shaykhas. Another question. Be'inyan Amuna says they went after Hashem without any tzedus. That's Amuna. It says in the Gemara in Sotim Emches and Beis and Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Pasku Anshi Amuna Mi Yisrael. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they are no longer believers in the Jewish people. Amar Rav Yitzchak Eilu Bnei Adam Shem Ma'aminim Bakadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who believe in Hashem. The son Reb Lazar Gadol Omer Mishish Lopas Besalav Omer Mocha Lamocha Reinol Mekatnei Amona. If somebody has bread in his basket and he says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" He's of small faith. And he quotes a pasuk and he darshins that at the end of days, the tzaddikim are going to have to give din v'cheshbon. They're going to lose out on their table asid lavo because they didn't have proper emunah on Hashem. Because somebody who has pas b'salo today and he says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" He has bread in his basket today and he worries about what he's going to eat tomorrow. He's a man of small faith. So we're filled with people with small faith. So it says in Rashi, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, pasku anshei amanu miYisrael. What does the Churban Beis Hamikdash have to do with psikam anshei amanu? People who have pas b'salam that don't worry about tomorrow, what does that have to do with Churban Beis Hamikdash? And the bigger question is, that why then should anybody go invest in business? He has what to eat today. So why does he have to invest in more merchandise? Let him just put it under his mattress and then he'll be fine for today. Tomorrow, worry about tomorrow. You don't see people living like that. Is that what the Torah wants? You don't invest in more merchandise. You don't do anything to plan for the future because you have what to eat today. It says in the Mechilta about the man. Is anybody who has what to eat today and says, "What am I going to eat tomorrow?" is mechusar amana. L'mana nesenu hayelech b'sarasim lo. This is a test. Are we going to go in God's Torah or not? So you see, if somebody doesn't, if somebody's worrying about tomorrow, he's not following Hashem's Torah. So that's it. So today you have what to do for today. So you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to try to get a job today because you have what to eat today, so don't worry about getting a job, so you have what to eat tomorrow. Is that what is required of us? So Morav Rabbi Shlita answers all of these kashas by first explaining what was happening to the Jewish people when they left Egypt. They went from Avdus L'Cheiros, Mefelor Gadol, Meshibit L'Gula. So 210 years of the bitter gullus, they couldn't have good food, they didn't have good food to eat. They were meshubed b'shibud kashav achzari min habokor ad harev. And they weren't able to eat delicious foods, just a little bit of bread and water. Belachatz. Ibn Ezra said that when they were in Mitzrayim, they were vegans. They weren't eating meat. They weren't drinking milk. Nothing min hachai. The Mitzrayim didn't let that. So what did the Jewish people eat for 210 years? Very pashut foods. Like the Ramban says, Shmos Aleph Yad Aleph, the Lechem Tzar Kiminhalig Lepolei HaMelech, just a little bit of bread. And it says, Zacharnu es hadaga asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam b'sakishuim. They were allowed a lot of fish. They had fish. Ibn Ezra says they didn't eat fish. I don't know what he's going to do with Zacharnu es hadaga. Certainly they were eating very, very simple foods. V'yelochim en atzadim also b'mitzis ha-melech. And the Ramban says they took the fish from those who captured them b'mitzis ha-melech. And they took kishuim and avatichim, some vegetables, very pashut foods. That's why the Torah says to eat lechem oni. Why is it called lechem oni? Al shem inui shenisanu b'mitzrayim, because they were afflicted. In Mitzrayim, they had, what the Ramban says, lechem tzar, mayim lachatz. So we eat foods of affliction. We all know what the Abu Draham says. In the name of the Ibn Ezra, that when he was taken into captivity in India, they gave him matzah because it's hard food. You can eat a little bit and be full. And that's what they did in Mitzrayim to the Jewish people. So the Jewish people were mamish. Lechem tzar, mayim lachatz, a little bit of bread, a little bit of water, some hold matzahs. That's all they were eating. They didn't have the delectable edibles that the people who go on Pesach programs are able to imbibe in all day. We know people who went through the Holocaust, and they weren't given food, even though afterwards they left and they became very successful in business, they made a lot of money. But still, they never forgot the shibud of being in the camps. And they always had issues with food. It was hard for them to get used to. Some people would hoard food and they just liked to have food on the table, and food was a very, very big issue with them because they were starved for so long. So these Jewish people, the first thing they should worry about when they're leaving Mitzrayim is food. What are we going to do about food? We barely had any food all this time. Let's take a lot of food. Not because they're going to have enough to get them through the desert. We said it's too long. They're not going to have enough. But at least a little bit, something. They just to take whatever you can. And they didn't do that. So now we understand the Shevach, Lahodia, Shevachim Shel Yisrael. They didn't say, how are we going to go to the desert? They don't have any tzeda. They just believed. They went after Moshe. So the Torah is telling us the great Shevach of Am B'nai Yisrael. After so many years of a Shver Golus, they were worried about food. They barely had any food. They still went after Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't take anything with them, even a little bit. They went b'simcha. And it's not a kasha that they had tzon uvakar or mikne kaved meod, because they weren't used to eating tzon uvakar. So that's going to be very hard for them to take. Tzon uvakar, that's not something that they're used to. So that's not considered tzeda. And that's why it says tzeda lo asu lahem. The Iker Shevach is that they didn't prepare anything for themselves, not only what they took. But beforehand, the Jewish people are so nervous about food after all this time of barely eating anything. So now they want to prepare something. They didn't even prepare anything. Now we understand why Rashi brings Maschar before Shachar of Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tfuasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Mida Keneged Mida. So our Schar is that we're like the Tfu of Hashem. We're Truma, we're Kodesh Hashem. We're separate from all the Chulin, from all the nations. So from this schar we learn the midah of separating yourself, menachomer agas. This midah of we're separate for Hashem. Vayisam li kedoshim, we're holy to Hashem, and va'avdi leschem min ha'amim, we're separate from the nations. So they were able. How are we separate from the nations? That they love their food. We're able to separate ourselves when necessary. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. And that's a huge Shevach of B'nai Yisrael that Rashi wanted to teach us. that even though we needed food and we were so desperate for food, but we're kedoshim from all the nations, we're able to elevate ourselves above our bodies, unlike the nations. So therefore the schar is mida keneged mida, we elevated ourselves above our bodies. We're special, separate from the nations. Hashem says to us, you're my kadosh, you're kodesh Yisrael, Hashem reishis tuasa. You're like my truma, you're separate from me. Mida keneged mida, that we were able to separate ourselves to be holy to God. So he says, your taka is separate from me. Now we'll also understand what it means that the Jewish people, that a person's not allowed to be doig daigas machar, he's mechusar amana. So it's pasha that a person has to do what he can to make a parnasa and not to be a beggar and take money from other people. The ideal is to make it on your own. So what's expected of us? That when we're enjoying today, we shouldn't worry about tomorrow. Of course you should do what you can to make sure that you'll have for tomorrow. If you have to go to school, to go to the proper school, and if you have to apply for a job, and to get a job, and to invest your money. But the people who are mikatnei amana are the people who don't enjoy their food today because they're worrying about tomorrow. Says b'yom tovi yevitov b'yom ra rei kohelet zayin yedalid, that in a good day you should prepare for the bad days. Of course you should prepare for times that you might not have, but you should also enjoy today what you have today. Don't be like those people who are always worried. Even though they have today, they're just nervous about tomorrow. What does it help to be nervous? We ask what this all has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. For that we need to go to a Sfas Emes. Pesach Tofresh Mem Hei Visa Benisan Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim Regel Shabo Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Over Gemara L'Inyan Baal Ta'achir D'Chsiv U'Vasar Shama V'Veisim Shama. When a person's over on Baal Ta'acher, when he's chayv in a carbon, he doesn't bring it for three regalim, which starts with the regular of Pesach. Ulekach begim a regalim mikol Baal Ta'acher. V'niriki lo b'chol eis yuhayu cholim la'alos l'mikdash u'v'gilim regalim halalo hayanifdach ha'shar. Zachu b'nei Yisrael la'alos kulam b'ela zmanim. They weren't always zochah to go up to the mikdash. These three regalim, the gate was open, the Jewish people were zochah to go. Ubimedrish Mizos Olamina Midbar Iluyachmina Midbar. Veniriki Aliyah Saragolam Hayagamkain Bishus Hamidbar. This being Ola to the Laregel is Bishus the Midbar, Bishus Sakharti Lachesid Nurayich. Vaideshib in Israel Nimshiku Achar of Lamidbar Perish, Hagam Shlo Siguaz Rakbaderechamuna. Zachurachakla Sikolachadar Magnusum, Kadosiv Kotish Israel Hashem Rishis Tuasa. Shizel Hayaschar al Shanimshiku Acharav. Kamashikasav Rashi, Pepasav Gam Seidelo Asulam. Venitalam Harashis Vapnimius Mikola Olam, Ki Ikara Yishiv Yerushalayim Ubeis Amikdash Aideish and Imshichu Bamidbar. We see from this Vasemes that the Jewish people were Zochah to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regalim, Bishar, that they were Nimshach Achar Hashem Yisbarach L'Midbar, and they were Mevata their Hergel, their Shishiba to their goof. And they left this makom of Yishuv Bnei Adam and they went to the Midbar, which is above the nature of a person. And that's chus, they were able to go, all three regalim, to the deeper inner recesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy place, Beis HaMikdash. And to get to the Iker Yishuv HaOlam, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the whole chus, like the Sfas Emes says, of Aliyah L'Regel, is going after Hashem in the Midbar, which shows going after Hashem a tremendous amount of emunah. So now I understand very beautifully that mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, when we're losing out of the Beis HaMikdash, so pasku anshe amana, we lost out on that zchus, because the whole inyan of going after Hashem in the Midbar is elevating ourselves above our body, not worrying about our physical existence. That's what it means going after Hashem in the Midbar. And in that schus we got the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And now, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so Patsku Anshei Amana. So now we don't have that maila anymore of believing in Hashem and not worrying about ourselves. That's what we lost out on. So it's Hafle V'Fele to understand the kesher between Patsku Anshei Amana and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash symbolizes that we have a moon in Hashem, we follow Hashem. Aliyah L'Regel, which is the primary time when the Jews all went up, and now we're missing out on that because we lost out in our emunah. We don't have the same emunah we used to have, so we lose out in the Beis HaMikdash and we lose out in our emunah. Same thing, Beis HaMikdash is emunah. We followed Hashem to the Midbar, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, we lost our emunah. Rosh Mizrachim Ritz Hashem to be mischazik in emunah and see the Binyan HaShalem B'mehir V'yameinu Amen V'amein. Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And thank you for letting me share this beautiful Divrei Torah with you. Shalom, shalom.